We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was an incredibly prominent character in the history of the Muslims. He benefited humankind with his highly scientific achievements, many of which had never been seen before by humanity. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's instructions in the acts of worship and transactions and his contribution in the field of legislation were amazing achievements that had not occurred before amongst the Muslim masses. And his eminence also had a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, an individual who was divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, was known to have improved the general public lives of the people and the Muslims, and he was an individual, a divinely appointed Imam, a man from the household of the Holy Prophet, who enhanced human thoughts and discovered many of the secrets of this universe. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam. So, what an honor to be speaking about the sixth divinely appointed Imam, this great Imam from the 12 divinely appointed Imams sent by the Almighty Allah and divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah and divinely protected by the Almighty Allah. We find that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has this beautiful conversation and this dialogue with some of his companions. What is really striking about this, you know, the context of this conversation is that we find Imam Sadiq alayhi salam had shown an incredible amount of restraint and an incredible amount of patience in incredibly hard times. So one of the times that his restraint and his composure, his calm, his reliance upon the Almighty Allah, his patience, his resilience can be seen was when His Eminence's son Ismail, of course, who was an outstanding figure when it came to morals, ethics, religion, politeness, knowledge, generosity, and all of these other beautiful qualities, His Eminence's son Ismail ended up passing away. So after his son had passed away, apparently during this same time frame, you know, give or take, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he invited some of his friends over and he provided them with a meal. So he invited them for lunch or dinner, one of the two. So while Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was there and he was, you know, serving the guests and making them feel welcome and comfortable, some of His Eminence's companions, they asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, "O our master, why cannot we see the sign of sadness in your face because of your son?" So, you know, of course, his companions were asking Imam Sadiq alayhi salam why he didn't look sad, or perhaps why he wasn't, you know, crying or weeping or wailing. Or so Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he very calmly answered, "I am nothing other than what you are looking at." And so it's really interesting. Of course, we don't have time to, you know, talk too much about this because time is running out, but it's such a beautiful point here. Yes, the divinely appointed imams, they felt pain, because earlier we do find that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he was sad, you know, during the burial ceremony, and he did shed a tear for his son. But it was not so that, you know, for example, I guess many of us would become completely shattered. We would never smile again. We would never hug anybody again. We would never be friendly. We would never smile, etc. And that's not, you know, what resilience and patience through trials and tribulations means. Yes, the pain is there. The sadness is there. The griefness is there. But it is not such that it overtakes and overwhelms and completely destroys a human being. We must be resilient, steadfast, and keep moving on, because of the many other realities of life, death is also a reality of life. This is Dialogue, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Let me share with you one more hadith from our sixth imam. This is from Khaythama, from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, where he's talking about maintaining connections with one another. He says, "Abligh mawaleen as-salam." He says, "Go and convey my salam to those who follow me." So this is the salam of the imam to each one of us. "Wa awsihim," and give them this advice from me, "bi taqwa Allah al-azim." The first is the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنِ يَعُودَ غَنِيُّهُمْ عَلَىٰ فَقِيرِهِمْ. That those who are affluent among them should go and visit those who are poor. Namaz and roza, everything is good. Ziyarat and hajj. But this is also part of, you know, being a member of a community. That the rich people should go and visit those who are poor. وَقَذِيهُمْ عَلَىٰ ضَعِيفِهِمْ. Those who are strong in different areas should be visiting those who are weak. وَأَنْ يَشْحَدُ حَيُّهُمْ جَنَازَةَ مَيَّتِهِمْ. And those who are alive should be participating in the janazah of those who are dead. You know, we realize this. Islam is not only doing the namaz and going for ziyarat and going for hajj and sitting in the majlis. The whole point is to understand what is the message of the majlis, what is the message of hajj, what is the message of ziyarah. And this is what Imam is saying. وَأَنْ يَشْهَدَ حَيُّهُمْ جَنَازَةُ مَيِّتِهِمْ. When there is a janazah, those who are organizing should tell everyone, okay, stop the recitation, let's go for the janazah. Just think about it, that what is Islam is saying? To be concerned for one another within the community is an important element. That is what it means to be Ja'fari. And this is what the Imam is saying. وَأَنْ يَشْهَدَ حَيُّهُمْ جَنَازَةَ مَيِّتِهِمْ وَأَنْ يَتَلَاقُوا فِي بُيُوتِهِمْ. And they should be meeting one another in their homes, visiting one another. Of course, what do they do when they meet one another? فَإِنَّ فِي لِقَاءِ بَعْضِهِمْ بَعْضًا حَيَاةً لِأَمْرِنَا. When they visit one another in their homes, this revives our, you know, our deen and mazhab. Why? Because when you sit together, you talk about your deen and mazhab, and this is where you give strength to one another. ثُمَّ قَالَ رَحِمَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا أَحْيَى أَمْرَنَا. Then the Imam said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his mercy on somebody who revives our wilayat and our madhab.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.